Welcome back. This is Chicken Philosophy, the I Ching Part 8, in which it's a special maximize your screen, click here, click the corner, don't think, just do. It's a red and white, you know, that's for the people on their phones. Anyway, it's a red and white episode, so it's a special episode. We got a couple of special episodes. The black and yellow is special in its own way, and this is special in its own way. For one thing, we bring Harry and Sally up to the front and sides. I'm more front and center, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's special because we actually do a reading instead of, like, learning. I mean, we learn in a different way. So we do a reading for Chicken Philosophy itself over this next, to cover the, as we go into the next cycle of 15. After the red and white comes the green and yellow, and BT isn't going to be slagging, is that a word? Because we're close enough to the end of the introduction of Volume 2 of the Mechan Revelations that he's just going to read it until it's done. And then when we begin the next cycle of 15, or when we get to the end of the first quinary to the next Mechan Revelation, we'll actually be reading Ibn Arabi. It isn't that wonderful. Speaking of Ibn Arabi, this just arrived yesterday in the mail. So after we finish Volume 2 of the Mechan Revelations, we'll be reading Fusus al-Hikam by the same author, by Ibn Arabi. See when, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how it is this time around, but when the Nag Hammadi episodes come around, we get a certain... Wait, yeah, there were, gosh, I don't know, a lot more than usual this cycle. I think 16, if I'm getting it right, 16 new subscribers from the last two episodes. So Nag Hammadi, this cycle, this recent one, and Divine Pymander. I was thinking Divine Pymander, I was going to lose some people, but I didn't count on the fact that people don't actually watch the episode. They watch the first 30 seconds, and then they decide, this is my kind of thing, and hit the subscribe button, and then they fuck off. So there's going to be a few of the 16. I don't know how many. We can take bets. You know, less than five, more than five. I don't know. What do you think? Where are the... I'm not a betting man, so I don't know all the terminology, all the lingo. You can do the gambling. But yeah, then when they see, what Chinese stuff, or what Islam? It's Sufism, but, you know, it's like, you know, Kabbalah is to Judaism, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so yeah, we do more than just Nag Hammadi, and there's a whole chicken wheel. You'll catch on. For the people who stay, welcome! You're very welcome here. For the people who've already left, you know, we're better off, frankly. but yeah, no, we look at various things. Among them are Nag Hammadi and Divine Pymander, but also Carl Jung. And there's been a lot of episodes, there's been a few series. Let's put all the icons up on the screen. So, Editor Edward, could you just run through these real quick? So, the five books that we're currently rotating through that are, you know, written in some form on the outer petals of the chicken wheel are Black Books, that was the one we started with, that's the black petal. Nag Hammadi, that's the purple petal. Pymander, the Divine Pymander, that's the orange petal. The I Ching, that's the one that you're watching right now, that's the white petal, and Mechan Revelations is the green petal. So things that we finished that you can find by looking at the Chicken Philosophy main page and clicking the tab that says podcasts, you can find each of these series. There's the Arbitel, which is to say the Arbitel of Magic. It's eight parts, and then
Joe Zabinski and I talked about, or BT and Joe Zabinski talked about it on Esoteric Nerd, episode 130. Teilhard de Chardin, the Divine Milieu. That was the original purple petal. He got replaced by Nag Hammadi. We actually bought like 7 Teilhard de Chardin books, and we were going to be, you know, the plan was to just read Teilhard de Chardin forever on the purple petal. But after we finished The Divine Milieu, we found out that he was like a strong advocate for eugenics. We're like, what the fuck? And it's really sad because he originated the idea of the noosphere, and but I just couldn't stomach it. So, you know, that's our Catholic priest, our Jesuit priest, that we read and stopped reading in favor of Gnosticism. So just to add insult to injury on purpose. No. Yes. And then Ashtavakra Gita down here, that was only 4 parts. Check it out. It's worth it. I love Ashtavakra Gita. That was before the chicken wheel was a thing. So it didn't have a color on the chicken wheel. It was right before the chicken wheel was the thing. Martin Luther down there was the original orange. Before Divine Pymander, we read the writings of Martin Luther, or the lectures, some of them, maybe not all of them, but anyway. Sorry, the door's open, the wind is going nuts with the curtains. Transformations, that was actually just one episode. So you can find that in the special episodes podcast on Chicken Philosophy. There's a bunch of special episodes. They're worth checking out, I think. And then Secret of the Golden Flower and Tao Te Ching were... Secret of the Golden Flower was the original white petal. Tao Te Ching replaced Secret of the Golden Flower once we finished Secret of the Golden Flower. And then after we read Tao Te Ching, then I Ching replaced Tao Te Ching. So there you have the three, the one we're on now, and these two at the bottom are the history of the white petal on Chicken Philosophy. So, hope that all makes sense. Yeah, so those are all the things that we've done and are doing currently. And we've got some things lined up for the future, but the I Ching, the plan was that we were gonna finish this book and then move on to the Hagakure. But then something happened. And if you want to know the details about that, check out the last few minutes of the previous Divine Pymander. I tell the whole story. I'm not going to tell it twice. But long story short, after we finish this book, we're going to read this entire book. So we're going to be doing I Ching for a long time. The I Ching series has officially become, I don't know, 10 times what it was originally slated to be. So that's fun. All right. So in these ones, we do a reading for Chicken Philosophy for the upcoming months. Let's do the beverage. Today's beverage is hot chocolate. This is day 4, cold turkey, no caffeine, no nicotine for me. And as far as caffeine goes, I think that's the first time in over 30 years. I'm going to say over 30 years. Or exactly 30 years. Something, so very right around the 30-year mark was when I started drinking too much coffee every day. And so I'm feeling good on this fourth day. The first couple days I was a bit grouchy, the third one as well. This one, a bit. But in my experience, well, anyway, so here's, I'm pretty sure by tomorrow I should be pretty even, but yeah, see, no wiggling of the hand, no shaking. Wow. So, that's nice. That's a good thing. Here we have White Tiger, you know him from Soft Toy Menagerie, and of course this guy, you know him from, I don't want to point right away. Got to give a little bit of time to come up with a rhyme and not anything else. The click, this is a click thing. So this is to signal automatically to people who have seen the click. They'll see this guy and go, oh, this guy must be cool because he watches the click. No, this is an emotional support demon, and he lives in my bookshelf. This is... I think we got this in Gangtok Sikkim,
but it's of Chinese origin. It's from a like a there in Gangtok Sikkim, in the main shopping area, there's a Chinatown, and those familiar with like urban America, Canada, South Africa, I don't know, London, lots of places have a Chinatown. But this particular Chinatown was a very narrow, like you open the door and it's a narrow shop that goes way back. It goes all the way to the back of the building, and there's like three or four different shops, but the shops are basically like tables along the side of this narrow thing. And stuff hanging on the walls, stuff hanging on the ceiling, stuff on the tables, stuff on shelves on the tables, and then people standing in front of them ready to sell you whatever you are buying. And there's like four separate businesses, I think, going on in that space, and they share the rent, but it's all Chinese stuff, the sort of thing you'd find in a Chinatown anywhere else in the world. But anyway, long story short, that's where we got this, was in Chinatown, Gangtok, with all of that context, all of that explanation in mind. And today, just because it's red and white, I thought it'd be fun to go with the Dragon's Blood Satya brand. Same as your favorite Nag Champa, but it's Dragon's Blood. And I'm going to go search for a lighter now, because I forgot to light this. Chicken philosophy without the presence of fire. Now you know, the past several minutes has been just that. Okay. And you know what else is fun? I forgot an incense burner, so we're going to improvise something. Okay. Good enough. Yeah! Cool. Anything else? Before I get started with my... I don't think so. So, okay. Dear I Ching God, I'm new at this, so please... Oh, wait. Speaking of... I can't improvise with this. So... help me. What should I... bear in mind as we close out this cycle of 15 here on Chicken Philosophy and move into the next cycle of 15. Okay. Let's flip our coins, shall we? We're going to flip this coin 18 times. And this is a yuan. See, there's a flower and there's a one. So the flower we're calling heads. It's not heads, it's flowers. Okay, so that's a tails, right? So that means two. Three for heads, two for tails. Okay, two, right? You can speed this up so that people don't get bored out of their mind. We'll just, So the two is down here somewhere, and that's gonna now be a five because I just rolled a heads, and All right, you can speed it up, and I'll talk to you again after the sped up part. All right. So we've got heaven above, and is it fire beneath? Let's see. Is that no? Yeah, that's fire. Lee. Okay, so Qian. So we're learning these. So we've got. Let's put this is heaven on top and fire underneath. Eh? So notice the trigrams. You notice that? Cool. Just wanting to help both of us learn. All right, we can get rid of these trigrams for now. Actually, let's put them small under the tiger. And let's do an animated version of heaven. Nice. Let's show that big for a second. That's better. I like that. I like the animated ones. Okay. Keep them there for a while. All right, so what is this? Li on bottom, Qian on top. That's figure 13. Okay. Tong. T apostrophe UNG. Okay. Fellowship with others. Oh, I hate fellowship with others. But I'll read it. Okay. Maybe that's why I've always got to lean into the things that are uncomfortable. So, okay. In fellowship with others. Embody the principles of the sage. I mean, I don't have a problem embodying the principles of the sage in fellowship with others. It's the fellowship with others that I'm like, do I have to? It's a result of decades in a cult. You're kind of like want to be solo in the extreme afterward. I mean, some people do, not everybody. I mean, I guess not completely solo. I am married, but mostly solo. Okay, so I'm going to read this now. This is our advice for me for Chicken Philosophy. So Chicken Philosophy should have fellowship with other YouTube channels? I don't know. I don't think it has to be YouTube channels. Chicken Philosophy isn't first and foremost a YouTube channel. It's definitely in the form. The medium is the message or whatever that fucking guy, right? That guy said about something. Anyway, this hexagram addresses the proper basis for relationships with others. It generally comes as a sign that some kind of self-correction is in order in this arena. Okay. Let's see what you have to say. Proper relationships, whether in love, work, family or friendship must be founded on and conducted under proper principles in order to succeed. Seed has been coming up a lot lately. Oh, succeed. Oh, not succeed. That's different. Sorry. Our model for how to behave with others is the sage. In relating, we are obligated to practice kindness, humility, correctness, equanimity, and openness. Wherever we depart from these, we lose the aid of the higher power and risk an encounter with misfortune. Play it!
If he does not think he has become a sage, then this will be a good state. But if he considers himself a sage, then he will be vulnerable to the demon's influence.
Embody the principles of the sage. act like a sage, maybe. Not like in the part where you say, I am a sage, but like, you know what I mean? That was this. It's really good. It's volume 8 of Suryangama Sutra. Good stuff. Good stuff. Check it out. All right. So there was something I forgot. Just real quick, sidebar, not related to this. Previously on Chicken Philosophy, or better...
Previously on Chicken Philosophy.
Oh, hey, Gwydion.
Yes?
It's been a little while since we've seen any new episodes of Gwydion's Astral Podcast. Just put it out there, no pressure.
That's true. It has been a little while.
Just something to think about.
Well, I shall think about that. Thank you again for stopping by. All right. You got all that? So I did. I made an episode. I made a new Gwydion's Astral Podcast episode. And it's here. I don't know how many links I've pointed to. But that's going to be the end screen. And the only thing I don't like about the version that's on the Buddhist Books podcast is the thumbnail, because I prefer this image, but the thumbnail is this. So at the end screen, you're going to see something like this, and you're going to click the me, you know, or you're going to click the Gwydion's Astral Podcast link, which I recommend more. This is 20 minutes. This is 2 hours and 20 minutes. And I know that you're more interested in something that's 20 minutes than 2 hours and 20 minutes. And this was created yesterday. Oh, and most importantly...
I am Sphinurito.
Yes. It finally answers the question of, who the fuck are you?
I am Sphinurito.
Yeah, we know your name, and he's
Ikrothbon.
Yes, we know you're Ikrothbon. So if you want to know who the fuck Sphinurito is and Ikrothbon, then definitely click the link that's going to be up at the top at the end screen for Gwydion's Astral Podcast, episode 136? 56? This number? That number episode? With this image? It's called The Haunted Castle, which, if you look at this image, look at it closely, and you think The Haunted Castle, the juxtaposition of the image with the phrase should key into the idea. And this music. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. You don't want to miss this one, I don't think. It's a deep dive under the hood. Deeper than you would ever have been interested in going. Never mind. Okay, it's about some of the lesser known personas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the main ones, Pymander, Fymander. No, Pymander, Frater BT, me, and Edward. But there are others, let's just say. And at least three of them show up in that episode. So check it out. Okay, where were we? The fundamental rule of the I Ching for the conduct of relationship is that they take place in the open. No secret relationships. Yeah, those secret relationships will get you. This means that every facet of a relationship should be seen as fair and correct by everyone concerned. Not just yourself. Okay. Well, I think this is all right. It's all right with me anyway. You know, no. That's not the kind of relationship you want to be having. Should at least be all right with the other person in the relationship, right? Is there other people involved? Third people should be involved? It also means that it is improper to enter into or continue in relationships with unspoken reservations or hidden intentions. All right. Exceptional things can be accomplished by those who come together. Or whatever. It doesn't have to be over John. It can be, you know, like over a shared love of My Little Pony or, you know, this. The only example I can think of that would cause two people to simultaneously arrive. Never mind.
Massive climax.
Exceptional things can be accomplished by those who come together correctly. In fellowship now, under the guidance of an enlightened leader or leaders. Yes, don't forget your cult leader. Oh, go find a guru and have one. Oh, that's essential. Good advice. No, it's not. Just watch Chicken Philosophy. Let me be your leader. I'm fucking kidding. I have to do the opposite of that. No, I'm not that into seeking leaders. Seek that role by patterning yourself after the sage. Yes, patterns. Carl Jung told you, right? Meet others halfway in a spirit of sincerity and receptivity. Give trust where it is due. Where it is not, do not resort to harshness. Reserve and reticence are adequate measures. All right. Just ignore them, basically. Avoid the formation of factions and cliques. Not that kind of clicks. And correct your errors in relationships as soon as you become aware of them. In this way, you can accomplish magnificent deeds now. Okay. All right. So we had two changes. The two that are now glowing in a different color. One of them is in the fire hexagram in the middle. The other is the bottom of the heaven hexagram. So we'll read those. And then we'll change them. And we'll get a new I Ching figure. And we won't like stop halfway like we did in the last red and white episode. Starting with... So, the first line is the bottom line, right? So, the second line is this one. Do not form factions. You already said that. Either by excluding others or by failing to correct yourself in some way. Misfortune results when unity and truth are ignored. I mean, this is a reading for Chicken Philosophy. So, unity and truth. Okay, well, truth is what Chicken Philosophy is all about. Unity. I block some people when they say some dumb shit. I mean, when they're like, all right. So I'll lower the bar on what'll get someone blocked for saying some stuff in the comments. I was pretty nice to the guy that came on and said, well, too bad you're not reading the I Ching. I was like, oh, well, please give me advice. Help me to understand. And he advised this black book, the Wilhelm translation. Remember Wilhelm from Secret of the Golden Flower? I know I'm out of links, so I'm not going to point to the corner, but editor Edward covered it. That was one of the things. Anyway. All right. Good enough. Unity and truth, eh? Okay, so now we're going to do 1, 2, 3, the fourth line. Do not continue to fight and quarrel, okay? It is better to disengage and separate. Perseverance in proper principles brings success in spite of all other influences. All right. I mean, I don't fight and quarrel with... externally so much, but sometimes in my head and sometimes at people who don't know that I'm fighting or quarreling with them. All right, I'll stop doing that so much. So I'm sorry for all the fighting and quarreling I've done with you in my head. May we move together in a spirit of unity, but separately, because you got your thing going, I've got my thing going, and I don't want to take away from what you got going. And I appreciate that you give me plenty of space to do my thing. And love you, brother. Okay. That's good. Okay, so now we're going to do the changes. And we're going to change this figure to this figure. And so let's once again turn up the music while I look that one up. So now we've got heaven on bottom, wind on top. So this is figure 9. Hsiao Chu, H-S-I-A-O space C-H apostrophe U. The taming power of the small. You are temporarily restrained. It is a time for taking small steps. Okay. This hexagram signifies a time when darkness has temporarily enveloped the light. Your creative power is present in the background, however, and will come forward in time. Your responsibility in this moment is to accept restraints quietly and remain content with taking small steps. This is, feels pretty consistent with the fasting, the lifestyle change, elimination of stimulants, but maybe it's happening on other levels as well. Or maybe it's all bullshit. There is always that. Keep reading. The obstacles to success can only be removed now by gentle measures. Inside yourself, be focused and determined. I always am when I'm inside myself. It's a sanga di sessa wrongdoing. No. Sorry. On the outside, non-action, adaptability, neutrality and tolerance are the order of the day. Ambitious behavior is to be avoided. Think of planting seeds rather than harvesting fruit. Do not forget that the inferior elements within yourself, others, and the time itself may only be restrained now, not fully removed. Do not be tempted into any engagement which will serve to unbalance you. Instead, hold quietly to the center and take small steps until the higher power has tamed the obstacles in your way. Well, all right. Thank you, the I Ching, Clockwork Sage. I say with all due respect, I'm a clockwork, sort of person myself, as you know, from the wheel and all. All right. Well, you know, that's something for me to think about, largely directed toward chicken philosophy specifically, but it's kind of like, maybe there's some overlap between personal life and chicken philosophy life. I don't know. It's none of my business. I mean, yours. sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever. You know, it's the whole division of the... All right, now is the point in the episode where we do this. Islam and Judaism, you know. my dad was pretty weird.
Elohim and Yahweh? Oh, yeah, they, you know, they were. People who say this is pre-Christian or don't know what they're talking about, it's obviously Christian, but not enough for me.
Directing traffic in the direction it was already going? Thanks, Jesus.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The truth is in me.
I am. I believe the don't see. Oh.
A fish in the sky. Gwydion, Edward. Well, it goes Edward, Gwydion, then me. And then there's the thing.
Hey, yeah, okay.
If you got that music, you know this music playing in your head right now? You're like, yes.
Yes. Yes.
What? ChatGPT version -5, you know?
All right.
And now you can see above, this is, I'm in the middle of the 14th of the 15th, so this would have been a little, like, sneak preview of an upcoming compilation video that's going to happen after the next episode, which is 15th of 15th. So, after the red and white, at the end of the red and white, we do that. That's a thing we do. And then after the green and yellow, which is BT reading Mech and Revelations, then the real compilation video comes out. Keep an eye out for that. We've still not yet named the cycle of 15 that we've been in, that cycle that you just saw has no name. It's a cycle with no name.
Burned through the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain.
A little bit of an appropriate melody for me right now. Okay. I hope everybody had fun. I hope you're doing well. And next time it's gonna be a one episode. It's gonna be 311 over on Buddhist Books. So Pymander's gonna be reading Tipitaka, and then we'll be back with BT reading Mech and Revelations on Chicken Philosophy. Until then, don't forget, we already went over what's up here, what's down there, so click the one up here and enjoy.